You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound kids 7 to 12 years of age are invited to sign up for the Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp, where they'll work with the top high school coaches in a three-day camp focused on passing, kicking, blocking, and defense on the field of First Energy Stadium. They'll also receive hands-on training with the new 2015 Browns rookies. Choose from two convenient sessions, June 8th through the 10th and June 15th to the 17th. Young Mason Wilhelm will be there, 15th
yes,
to 17th.
Will.
Tearing it up. You don't want to line up opposite him.
No.
Don't delay. Sign your kids up today on ClevelandBrowns.com. Spaces are filling up quickly.
He'll have his game face on.
He will have his game face on. Gibbs, I want you to know that we were discussing the location of Baylor University, and I said Houston. I was informed that it was actually Waco.
It's Waco.
I said, then I was wrong. So what do you have to say to that, Gibbs? What do you have to say now?
I think I'm going to go start drinking. The world might be ending.
Yeah, how dare you?
I'm off tomorrow, by the way. I'm
I think
golfing
it's more so
tomorrow.
The,
you're golfing tomorrow?
I am.
You're not working because you're golfing?
Oh, the Ryder Cup?
No. I don't get invited to play in that.
How does Fontana get invited?
My version of the Ryder Cup would be a case of beer. See, you guys got to play in my golf outing.
Yeah, what? That's tomorrow?
No. I do that on a weekend because you need a day to recover.
Is that when you wear jorts? Is that where you're wearing jorts?
No, that is not where you wear jorts, although there have been some people that have worn jorts.
I've actually gotten a lot of tweets, by the way, over the weekend.
We haven't talked about that from Thursday.
I've got a lot of tweets over the weekend of people taking pictures of people in jorts for the jort report.
Yes, and that's what I think we should do. You, myself, Gibbs, what we do is we take pictures of, how about this, every individual that we see with a jersey with no shirt and all the individuals we see wearing jeans, right, or jorts, we accumulate those pictures and report it in the Jort Report every Thursday at 2 p.m.
I have done, and I want to know you guys to know that I will share this with you at the Jort Report Thursday, too. I did a poll at the tournament. I talked to many members of the Browns players. The results, not very surprising, but interesting all the same.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
It's for the Jort Report.
Okay. Well, now, it's not interesting.
I have one question. Gibbs, you saw team president Alex Shiner at the golf outing, did you not?
I did. He was all business, though. He was on the phone. He was in a very in-depth conversation.
I think that those were jorts.
Could have been borderline jorts.
They were from afar.
From afar.
They were jortish from afar. Up close, he said they were extremely high-end.
What if Alex Shiner says those were jorts?
He did not.
Are you going to make fun of Alex Shiner?
He was angry at the notion that we dare accuse his
from afar barely, they were jortish
because they were very tightly striped blue seersucker shorts.
Correct,
but from afar they just looked blue and they looked a lot
jortish.
Like jorts.
Yes, they did.
So when I went to introduce him later in the evening, I said that we will hear from the seersucker jort wearing.
What was the best
the
auction?
Cleveland
item?
Browns Alex Shiner. The best auction item.
Yeah, because there was like a live auction. The silent auction was amazing. I saw a Peyton Manning signed Bronco helmet. I mean,
there was a lot of
there
good
was a
stuff.
A ton
there.
Of great stuff.
What was really cool is last year at the silent auction, I ended up getting the helmet. They had a Pro Bowl helmet signed by all the Browns Pro Bowlers. They did that again this year. They had a draft helmet that was signed by the entire draft class, which
that's
is
cool.
12 guys. That's a pretty cool one. They had a lot of good stuff, but in the live auction, so. Live auction, it started off.
Trips out to San Diego.
There was a Luke Bryan concert backstage. Yep. That was the first one. People weren't excited about that. Then
Take a Lady.
There was a trip to fly on the team plane to San Diego, fly on the team plane to Seattle for those two road trips.
Oh, those are fun.
There was a draft experience one that was pretty cool.
I feel like going out with Gibbs on the road trip should be part of that package.
It should have. I think that would have. You
Gibbs
hurt the kids by not
the
offering
Let's
that
start
up.
The bid at $5.
Let's start the bid. Let's start the bid at Gibbs pays you 20.
We'll close it at 50.
Just telling you, boys. I'm a good time.
I know you're a good time. I don't disagree with that at all.
$50 worth.
So it comes down to
Free case of Natty Light.
It comes down to the final one was a Super Bowl package. And so it was two tickets to the Super Bowl,
52,
three
right?
nights, hotel, airfare, whatever. So then it got to the point that if the bidding got to $6,000 for this pair of tickets and there were two interested parties at $6,000, then they would both get them. They'd each get it for two tickets
sure.
for $6,000.
They'd make it two become four.
Then they started bidding. They only wanted four tickets. So there were two people that were bidding for four tickets. It ended up going, one guy got four tickets to the Super Bowl for $15,000.
Wow.
And the other guy got six tickets for $20,000.
Okay.
So they raised $35,000 on that one auction. Now they got to go out. Now originally it was two tickets. Now they got to produce 10. But I mean, for the foundation, it was awesome. And people were going back and forth. There were calls. You know, you could see people checking in with their wives, like, "Are you sure this is okay, honey?" And like, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and again, just to share an experience too, which I, you know, Nick, Corey's brother here, and I mentioned the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, and the people on that boat spend an obscene amount of money. There was an auction item this year, and I'm not trying to take anything away from what the Browns did. It was absolutely amazing. People bought an auction item for $255,000.
And what was it?
The auction item was a replica.
How much did it go for?
$255,000.
That's what?
Unbelievable.
Yes. And there were two individuals going back and forth to make this obscene number. To back up, a replica of the 2015 National Championship ring.
I'm sorry, he should have actually gotten a real
one. Went for 50.
Okay.
This item was a framed picture of every coach, Woody Hayes and beyond, and a replica pair of gold pants from every time Ohio State beat Michigan. So Woody Hayes.
So how big was it?
I mean, 24 by 24.
Feet?
It was just a picture?
Inches. No. It was like, no, but they're actual pairs of gold pants. And here's the kicker.
What are they, pants for ants?
Yes, pants for ants. But here's the kicker, though, is, and I mean, actually some players on the boat were not happy that the university or whoever donated this item is because gold pants are only worn by the players that play in the
game.
But
they could have been big enough coaches, to be pants.
No, dude, they're an inch big. But there's multiple, you know, Woody Hayes and the 12 times he beat Michigan and every score and every, and then Earl Bruce and every time he beat Michigan and then John Cooper and the two times he beat Michigan and Jim Tressel and the nine times he beat and an Urban Meyer, a picture of him and the number of the five times he's beaten Michigan. And it just and it was an item that is only one of those out in the world. Okay, someone spent $255,000 that goes to cancer for that item, and a lot of players though were peeved because not even the coaches that's faces were next to those gold pants have pairs of gold pants. So there were players on the boat that weren't too happy that you can buy something that's only attainable essentially if you play in an Ohio State Michigan game.
But they weren't gold pants.
They were gold.
It was like a teeny.
Yeah.
But you couldn't put them on.
No.
You couldn't have gold pants.
You wear it on
like
a chain.
You do at the like at the Wilhelm House.
Yeah.
You
have
like Buckeye fans are crazy.
Is that when you know? Like, is it, like, do you ever have gold pants?
That's
is that
like,
when V knows like it's on. Like, if you just like you're like it's gold pants night, and you come home and that's all you're wearing is gold pants. It's like.
But I will say, Urban Meyer sat in the front row and was like pulling his hair out as the bids would just kept going higher and higher. He was like befuddled with him.
I'm befuddled. I don't get it.
But I'm just saying, the guy that makes $4 million a year was like itching in his seat with someone spending $255,000 for an item.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You guys should have a gold jorts.
Yes, we should. Yeah. We need to go. Yeah.
Gold jorts. That would be worth $250,000. The kid wanted me to let you know that Meyer's only beaten Michigan three times.
Whatever. That's fine. It'll be 10 in the blink of an eye. And Harbaugh will be fired by then. They'll be
They've already got
coach.
Like yeah. infractions.
I want to thank. Hold on, I got to thank Adam Schwartz on Twitter for getting what I was saying there. What is this? What are these pants for ants? From Zoolander, he's like, it needs to be at least three times that size.
But you know what? You know what the coolest thing about the
I still don't get it. I don't get why you want 100 pairs of inch high pants. I don't get it.
There's one of them in the world, and they have one. It's the same reason someone buys a car.
But I feel like I could make it. I feel like I could make that myself.
Get to work.
What were the pants made out of?
Gold.
They're just gold.
Yes, and they're etched with the score.
So if I get like a bunch of bottles of like Goldschlager and save the gold, I could like turn them into pants.
No. Dude, I didn't spend $255,000. I'm explaining that some
I still don't get it. So how many pairs of gold pants were on there? Just one per coach?
No.
Or was it like for every time the coach won?
45? Like 40 plus pairs of gold pants.
I'm sorry.
Hey, man.
I just
for ants.
All for cancer, bro.
I like that they're helping a good cause.
There you go. Yeah.
I feel like, the good cause is great.
Exactly.
Huge success.
And if you had the money like that, I mean, that's what immediately became the topic of conversation was, how much money do you have to have as a net worth to be able to willingly give $255,000 away that easily on a boat? $15 million?
I was going to say 10, maybe.
10?
Yeah. Depends if that's like a really passionate cause. You could have five. I mean,
sure.
You're still.
But I just meant like that's a lot. 5%. That's a big check to write.
Huge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like to wire. Hey, honey, you know that, wire me $100. No, wire that $250K right. over to the Buckeye Cruise yep. people.
I'm going to buy some one-inch gold pants.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the thing. Like, how do you come home and say, this is what I got?
Their husband and wife were both there, and they were conferring.
Well, now they're divorced.
Yeah. Now yeah. they're good. The woman, she just literally took
I'm surprised,
over.
Like, he's like, you could probably get, like, a wing on a hospital.
Well. Yeah.
That's next.
That's next.
What
exactly.
else happened on that cruise?
The cruise was amazing. It's just a four-day tailgate party. We got stuck at sea, if you recall that.
In the fog.
In the fog. And then in the Tampa awesome. Bay, which was awesome. All in all, the boat raised $2 million. For the Urban and Shelley Meyer Cancer Research Fund, which then funds the you know, the Ohio State Cancer Research Center as well. So
awesome.
All in all, it was fun. There was 25 Buckeyes on board. We got stuck the extra day at sea, so we became the entertainment, so we all had to sing karaoke.
What'd you sing?
Myself, Zach Boren, remember him? He's the guy that put that big hit on Gardner, the fullback / linebacker. Yeah. And Jack Mehort, rookie for the Colts. We sang Katy Perry's Fireworks.
Nice. Great song.
Yeah,
did
great
you fist pump while
oh,
you sang?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Was it explosive?
Oh, it was explosive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get that
it was pure fireworks.
Voice real high?
I tried. Yeah. It was hard. After 4 days of drinking on a boat,
right?
It was really hard to bust out anything.
Corey, if you were going to karaoke one song, what would it be?
Oof. That's a good question. How about man, my brain's not working. I can blame it on my brain.
Sir Girl, we know what you would sing.
What?
A little Rush Rush.
Rush Rush, that was there, but I think I might go Ice Ice Baby.
That's Ooh. Yeah.
That's not
a little
bad.
Vanilla Ice.
I'm going Hanson, Umbop.
Umbop?
All day long.
Wow.
Strong.
It's tough.
God, you know what's so funny
stories
is
about that.
When
that
you is get strong. When you get that big binder full of songs that are, you know, that they have available for you to sing.
It's overwhelming.
You're just like, oh, this one. And then you turn the page, you're like
damn, that was a good one.
Yeah. You want to go on stage, like guys were going on stage like 3 and 4 times because they kept finding a better song.
Like I would duet California Love with you, Dr. Dre and Tupac.
Yeah,
I would do that.
Be good.
Me and you. That'd be good. That'd be good.
Any Michael Jackson song?
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's
black
good
or white.
Karaoke. Black or white's good.
Man in the Mirror.
Beat It.
Thriller. All right. There it is.
There you go.
You better cut my mic soon before this gets out of control. Let's kick it. All right. We'll be back with the Iceman himself, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Ray Farmer. Something. Grabs a hold. All right, back to more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know.
Thank God it's not under pressure.
No, that's right.
Under
you
pressure.
Never know.
You know. You don't know, but it wasn't sampled. Come home.